The question is, what is Arizona's smallest state park? And the answer?
The answer is the Tombstone Courthouse in Tombstone.
How is a courthouse a state park?
Well, it's very unique looking. It's a beautiful building, and it's a great state park, and it just happens to be that is a state park.
Now,
and we wanted to have the smallest one so it'd be unique.
And while we're on Tombstone, I was going to ask this question next, but Tombstone was the answer to it, and I don't want to use the same city. I didn't realize the world's largest rose tree is in Tombstone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the most famous notorious street in Arizona history, Allen Street, was not named for a gunfighter. It was named for a guy named Pie Allen because he made his fortune selling pies for a buck apiece. So there.
Not a gunslinger. He's a pie baker.
Yeah,
he's a baker.
The most notorious street named for a guy that made pies and sold them at a buck a piece. He did well.
And you were kicking dust there yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah, I was down there with the British. They don't speak English very good.
They
had
think
a hard
they,
time understanding
they
them.
Think they do.
But yeah, they're filming a something, and I reenacted the gunfight at OK Corral so many times, I feel like I was really there.
Okay, how realistic is it from the movie Tombstone? Did Val Kilmer really have three shots and a double barrel shotgun when it really happened?
No, but he did get two off at one time there, and that was the end of Tom McLowry.
You watch that movie close; he gets three shots off. That was pretty slick.
Well, Hollywood takes a literary license on these things.
Actually, it was 30 shots in 30 seconds, right?
About 30 shots in 30 seconds.
The whole gun.
Yep.
Gunfight at OK Corral was over in 30 seconds.
The Earps were better shooters that day. They hit their targets, and the other side didn't hit their targets very well.
It'd be hard to hit your target with 45 slugs flying by your head and your waist and your legs and your arms.
I imagine
that takes a certain skill set.
Wyatt was pretty cool. He was the only one that didn't get shot in that whole fight.
Wow. All right, let's get back to the topic of solar industry. We've got Josh Held here from Harmon Solar, the greater Phoenix area, Maricopa County ROSI certified solar installation contractor, joining us here. Let's talk a little bit about what we've learned this hour. I want to sneak a call in here real quick, but we've defined net metering. We've talked about APS's position. We've gotten the question at the office many times over the last couple of weeks, why is APS turning its back on the solar industry? We've talked about the solar industry's position on that particular concern. We're going to talk next hour, and we've taken a couple calls. We're going to take one more here right now. Y'all got to stay tuned, because next hour, we're going to talk about the specifics about buying versus leasing. We're going to talk about what you, the homeowner, can have as realistic expectations. The other thing we're going to talk about, we answered a caller's question on, hey, I only have a north-facing opportunity. Can I use it? We're going to be talking about analyzing the feasibility of every single house. And then we're going to kind of bust homeowners' dreams here a little bit because they think, hey, I'm on solar power now. I can turn my air conditioning down to 60 degrees because it's free electricity. We're going to talk about that all in the next hour. Romy, let's squeeze another call in here real quick for Josh Held of Harmon Solar.
A lot of people can relate to Ken in Goodyear with a 2,400 square foot home. Is solar right for him? Ken, I'm going to turn the mic over to Josh. Y'all take it away.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing well.
I've got a 2,400 square foot house has got south-facing exposure on the back side. I've got a small little pool. I just heard you guys, you're going to get into the cost and stuff like that. And I just heard that the state tax credit incentives are 30%. But what about, I heard on a commercial 2-3 weeks ago, it said that if you are an existing customer with solar on top of your house, you're going to get better credit from APS than if you are a new customer. And also, I have one more question. I'll take the rest off air. I have a concern about hail and possible damage to said installed units. And what do we do about that kind of stuff?
All right. Sure. This is a homeowner who has really been thinking his way through this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You touched on a lot of very important questions. Let me try and take them one at a time for you. The first was, you know, how do we size a system for your house? And you gave some examples of your energy use. The important thing to know is that you don't look at necessarily the size of the house, but how much energy or what your energy profile is and how much you are consuming on an annual basis. So we want to look at that individually, assess what your historical usage has been for energy, and we're going to size that system based on that. Your second point was the APS issue, which we'll continue to talk about, and how that's going to affect solar adopters going forward. And the third is hail. We definitely have industry standards to protect modules from being damaged by hail. They can actually withstand a 1-inch diameter ball of hail up to 60 miles per hour. So they're very strong, very durable, and we definitely want to make sure that lasts for you for the next 20 to 30 years.
Well, excellent, Josh. Thank you. What country did Tempe get its name from? Our next question after Top of the Hour News.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.